Blog Talk Radio.
Something unusual this time. We have military personnel. It's estimated that there are maybe 5,000 U.S. military personnel, that includes women like Adcock up in Solano County, who are in local jails and prisons. And some of these cases have been kangaroo court cases, like we believe the Norfolk Four, Virginia cases. Tim Masters in Colorado, who was railroaded for 15 years, he finally was exonerated and settled his case with the state of Colorado for about $3 million. It got a lot of publicity. The case that's most censored is that of Stephen Neri, U.S. Navy sailor, who is going on into his 17th year in California's state prison system, in a case where San Francisco had no jurisdiction, had no permission, and requested none to take him off the U.S. Carl Vinson and to detain him in San Francisco City Prison for 3.5 years, denying him medical care for the broken hand he sustained fighting off rape. He didn't see the sunlight for 3.5 years, and then they had a kangaroo court trial during Fleet Week 1999. So, and then we have other cases, and the Oral Stewart case, who may have been a victim of a homosexual predator. We're finding this out after 30 years, a U.S. Marine. And, of course, you know, we have these sexual predators who have been not only going after the Boy Scouts to allow predators in pup tents and gay so-called scout masters. The Boy Scouts have already had millions of dollars worth of lawsuits because they didn't deal with the problem to begin with. And, of course, they're in the same situation as the Roman Catholic Church, who it's facing $1 billion worth of lawsuits because they didn't deal with the pedophile priests, bishops, and even nuns have raped young girls and abused children. And it's not only in the United States, but it happened in Ireland with the Magdalens, horrible things they did to those young girls, scarred for life. So anyway, today's birthday is on the 27th. We have Cornelius Vanderbilt, the guy who was the founder of the Vanderbilt family, and of course his great-granddaughter married Leopold Sikorsky, had twin boys, and one of them committed suicide. She had Gloria Vanderbilt genes. Vanderbilt supposedly built his fortune by selling liquor to the Indians and giving them guns. And later, I think he was involved with a newspaper, and of course, one of the gilded rich out of the East Coast. And of course, today is the birthday of Julia Ward Howe, who is the composer of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and I think it's very appropriate to play the best version that we have in our archives at Western Public Radio. interesting. They play this at Westminster Cathedral or St. Paul's, most recently for Lady Thatcher's funeral, also for Churchill's funeral. It's probably become a universal semi-religious song in state occasions, for state occasions. Among the other birthdays today, I believe this, interesting, Wild Bill Hickok, the great cowboy, his actual name was James Butler. I got to tease somebody on this one. One of the biggest crooks, which also caused the big scandals in the 19th century, Jay Gould, born on this day, and a woman who's very controversial, who wrote The Silent Spring, Rachel Carson, Hubert Humphrey, or Dump the Hump, Minnesota senator. He was the one who led the fight against the Dixiecrats in 1948 and for a civil rights plank. He was also Lyndon Johnson's vice president and also the presidential candidate on the Democratic ticket in 1968. LBJ advised him to put a brown man on the ticket, and this is what Humphrey said at the time.
I guess maybe it just takes me a little too far too fast. Old conservative Humphrey.
Yeah, he didn't want to put a brown man on. He thought it was going too far too fast. Just going to show you where those liberals come from. Vincent Price, who did many of the spooky films, also one that's not too well known, where he played the evil, I think it was Humpback Dick Richard III, who killed his nephews in the Tower of London, drowned them in a vat of Malmsey wine. Great author, decided to come out. I don't know why he did this. John Cheever, New England author. Great, one of the greatest golfers, Sam Snead, was born on this day. If you remember the Caine Mutiny, Herman Wouk, he's a San Franciscan. Great film with Humphrey Bogart, Fred McMurray, Jose Ferrer, one of the classics of the film industry. Great opera singer from Italy, great tenor, Mario DeMonaco. Here's someone who was getting back to Utah. Carl Chessman was, I think it was Chessman was executed by firing squad in Utah for several murders, and controversial German Jewish ethnicity heritage, who served in the U.S. Army and later became Secretary of State and helped end the Vietnam War, Henry Kissinger, a great black jazz pianist from Chicago, went to DePaul University Music School, Ramsey Lewis, his birthday, the son of Tom Dodd. People who were critical of this Democratic senator from Connecticut used to say Dodd should be dead. Chris Dodd, his son, he's no longer in the Senate. Among the deaths today, we have Robert Cook. In fact, that was the name of one of my classmates at boarding school. This Robert Cook, German, was a bacteriologist, discovered, I think, TB bacteria and other bacteria. He died on this day. The great French general known who did the taxicab relief of the Battle of the Marne in World War I, Joseph Gallieni, he died on this day. We had the guy who invented or created, believe it or not, Ripley. Cardinal of Archbishop of Chicago, Samuel Strich. I went to Holy Name Cathedral School. I remember him. I was just a child. And the famous movie Z about the assassination of this Greek liberal politician Lambrakis affair brought down the king of Greece and also started the reign of the colonels who were finally ousted. Great movie. You should see Z at I think it was put out by Costa Garbus, a guy who didn't live that long, a great actor. He played Jesus Christ. He also played in war movies and No Man Is an Island. Jeffrey Hunter, he died of a heart attack. The one of the founders who worked of in modern India who worked with Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, died on this day, and his daughter, Indira, who later was assassinated. A lot of tragedy with those families. And then getting back to Chicago, we had Big Tuna, Anthony Accardo, who I remember, not personally, but when I worked in the federal courthouse, Seventh Circuit, as a clerk. And then we had Ulysses Kay, who was a black composer, and Arthur Fiedler recorded one of his great works, The Stars and Stripes Ballet. Unfortunately, we couldn't find our copy. On this day, the greatest Russian czar, the founder of modern Russia, Peter the Great, founded St. Petersburg, which was named after him. The guy who invented the modern piano, Marston, 1796, after the harpsichord. Samuel B. Morse created the first telegraph line in 1844. And also we had the guy who invented the film camera, Bert Akers, in 1895, a British creator and inventor. And in 1941, the German battleship Bismarck was sunk. The British got their revenge because the Bismarck had sunk the Hood, which was the greatest ship in the modern British Navy. It was called the Beloved Hood, and it traveled all around the world. It was a battle cruiser that was obsolete by the time World War II came around, and it was the Bismarck sunk it in about 6 minutes. The British got their revenge on this date, and of course, a lot of people don't know who the significance of the name Hood to the American Revolution. The Hood was named after Samuel Hood, who was a deputy admiral, second in command to the North American squadron in the Revolutionary War. His superior was a guy named Admiral Rodney, who another battleship was named after. Anyway, at the time of the American Revolution, Admiral Hood suggested to his boss, Rodney, that they intercept Admiral de Grasse. The French had sent a fleet over to West Lafayette to aid the American Revolution. Rodney declined the advice, and as a result, de Grasse, with the French fleet, was able to blockade Cornwallis off of Virginia at Yorktown. Had Rodney heeded Hood's advice, Cornwallis probably wouldn't have been blockaded and had to surrender at Yorktown. So that's the significance of the HMS Hood. Very few people know this. I did some research on that. Among the other horrible things, talking about death in World War II, in 1942, after the assassination of Heydrich, the Blonde Beast, number two man in the SS, Hitler ordered 10,000 Czechs to be murdered. Horrible thing. During World War II, Roosevelt, we needed everybody we could get. Women went to work in arms production in the war material effort, and the government decided there's not going to be any discrimination against blacks in the war industry. And then we had a problem with the Russians, again, the planned goons. In 1949, they started the Berlin blockade. Berlin, it was in the Russian zone, but it was supposed to be a all four powers, Britain, France, Russia, and the United States had their zones. So Stalin decided he was going to take Berlin by starving everybody. So we outsmarted him with our DC-3s and did the famous Berlin airlift. And that broke the Russians' blockade on Berlin. It just showed the value of air power. Among the interesting things, well, Chester Arthur, he was supposedly born in Vermont, but his critics said he was actually born across the border in Quebec, Canada, which would have made him ineligible to be president. He was vice president in Garfield's administration. He was also collector of the Port of New York, which was the biggest source of graft in New York at that time. So he's thought of as our Canadian-born U.S. vice president and later president. The issue has come up again with Ted Cruz, the new senator from Texas, who's also not Catholic. I understand he's a Baptist. His father was born in Cuba, became a naturalized U.S. citizen. That would have disqualified Cruz. However, Cruz's mother was an American, and Cruz was born in Canada. So this is going to be very interesting. Now, the other issue is the people who were the radical left and the Obama acolytes accused the so-called birthers of trying to do the same thing that the birthers tried to do to Mr. Earl. However, Obama, when his mother took him to Indonesia, she renounced his citizenship. Now, she was a natural-born American citizen. However, the issue was Hawaii, where she was born, was not a state at the time. Now, Hawaii came in as the 50th state. Alaska came in as the 49th state in the Eisenhower administration. So we're back to that again, but the one issue is Cruz's family did not renounce his citizenship to become a Canadian or a Cuban, but Obama's mother renounced Barack's U.S. citizenship, if he had it, to become an Indonesian. So that issue is still there. Now, the issue, since this is Memorial Day, let's talk about we've got the Bradley Manning situation, where Bradley Manning was a communications expert, handled a lot of sensitive communication with the U.S. Army. And as we understand it, he wanted to have transgendered. He had a boyfriend, and he got into one of those lover's spats or whatever, and he decided to turn over all this, these communications to WikiLeaks and others, and he put American operatives and diplomats at risk, because when you start running your mouth with these type of things and they get publicized, nobody trusts anybody, and people get hurt, people get tortured, people get killed. He's in the same situation as Michael Walker, who was a United States sailor on the USS Enterprise, handling communications, and he had whole bags full of stuff. And his father, John Walker, who was also a Navy veteran, was selling the stuff to the KGB, and they only got $100,000 for it. Michael Walker was apprehended. The FBI got permission to take him off the USS Enterprise, and I think he wasn't executed. He got, I think, 8 to 10 years. But what's the difference between him and Bradley Manning? They both did the same thing, although for slightly different reasons. Now, some cynics are saying, well, the issue is Bradley Manning should be free, and he should be the honorary grand marshal of the gay parade coming up next month. Well, some cynics say, well, okay, since him and Walker did the same thing, why not make them both the honorary grand marshals? Well, we shall see. But there's the issue that we may have damaged our national security by removing the death penalty for treason. That would also include Aldrich Ames, who's sitting in prison for life, and also that former FBI counterintelligence expert who sold many secrets to the Soviets, KGB, and he got life in prison. And unfortunately, he was one of these conservative Catholics who disgraced the church. The other issue we should be concerned about are these military personnel who are sitting in state prisons who may have been railroaded. We know definitely in the Steve Nery case, but also in the Norfolk 4 case, these four sailors in Virginia, and also in the Tim Masters case, as I mentioned earlier. And then the military recruits who nobody's talking about in the San Antonio Express, a newspaper, just did a series on women who have been sexually abused in our federal military, but they're not talking about the men. Now, unfortunately for the males, the young males have been drugged, lured, mutilated, and murdered by such homosexual predators as Randy Kraft. We think that Oral Stewart, the U.S. Marine who was discovered he was a Marine after 30 years, his nude body was found in a Long Beach, California parking lot. These guys have also served and served honorably, but nobody's talking about them, especially when they're due process rights have been violated for a political agenda or for a sexual predator's satisfaction. It's estimated that there were 10 or 11 U.S. Marines who were drugged, lured, mutilated, and murdered by Randy Kraft, who's sitting on death row in San Quentin. Now, if you're interested in following up how some cities, especially San Francisco, have reacted to the Boston Marathon bombing tragedy, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas, and we'll have more updates on our video magazine. I think we'll end today, since it is Memorial Day. We're going to play from our archives, library, the original version by the composer of the Stars and Stripes Forever, and that's the great former U.S. Marine bandmaster John Philip Sousa. So we are going to play that right now as soon as we bring it up. No, we don't want to. Excuse me. So here we go. Where we got Stars and Stripes Forever. Here we go. Oh, yeah, this is also interesting. Let's do the Star Spangled Banner, the original lyric and music. To the Star Spangled Banner is actually from an English drinking song called Akron in Heaven, and that just sounded like it. And I forgot our Canadians who served in the Vietnam War. There were about 30,000 of them who came down to the United States to enlist. And I remember seeing the on the old black and white TV and 6 o'clock news, the Canadians' new flag, the Maple Leaf flag, flying over, I think, Marine dug-in position at Da Nang. And that's when we learned about these Canadians. And they have served honorably. And, of course, in World War II, there were Americans who went up to Canada to try to enlist before the United States got in actively into the war. It's interesting that a lot of people don't know this, but in the Canadian province of Quebec at that time, there was a lot of pro-Nazi sentiment and, of course, a lot of anger at the English Canadians and the British Canadians, and they actually resisted serving in the Canadian forces. That's a little-known fact about Canada and its military. I think it's appropriate to end with on this day with the original Stars and Stripes as played by its composer, John Philip Sousa. 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. And I hope there's no more problems. I'm still recovering from some injuries. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Have the rest of the evening safe. And I hope it doesn't rain on anybody. And we've had enough natural disasters. Happy Memorial Day. And remember those who not only have died to make us, keep us free, but those who are falsely in prison, who also served and wore the uniform and were railroaded in kangaroo court proceedings, like the Steve Mary case, the Tim Masters case, and the Norfolk Four. Good night.